everybody. You're listening to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby, and sitting in my tiny West Town apartment is drinking his cup of coffee is, say your name, please, sir.
James Fritz.
Thank you, sir. We're going to do the Oscar prediction thing, and I figured I should ask somebody that I know that actually does care about movies. I'm assuming you care about movies.
I'm a movie junkie.
Yeah, we've had passionate conversations about really dumb movies.
Passionate.
What's wrong with passionate?
Nothing.
We don't have enough passion in our lives, James.
That's true.
So now we're going to do our predictions for who's going to win. And I've seen about 60% of the films. You've seen about 10% of the films. This is going to go great.
But I already know what they are.
So
I've been around.
This is for your office pools and the like. Yeah. So do you want to just start and then we'll talk about random stuff around whenever?
Sure.
Okay,
so
great.
So we're planning the random stuff?
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
I like to have a note. Okay, anyways. We'll start with performance by an actor in a leading role. It's Jeff Bridges in Crazy Heart, George Clooney in Up in the Air, Colin Firth in A Single Man, Morgan Freeman in Invictus, and Jeremy Renner in The Hurt Locker. Who's your pick? Number one, did you see any of those films?
Wait, did the guy from A Serious Man get nominated?
No. A Single Man, Colin Firth.
That's bullshit.
That's the gay one. The other one is
Serious
the Jewish
Man
one.
Was great.
Well, the other the one's what, the gay
how did that guy not get nominated?
Because they had
he
to give
fantastic.
It to the guy from The Hurt Locker.
Oh.
They had to give it to Clooney again.
I know. I like Clooney, but he's
I love
not
Clooney,
Oscar
but he's,
worthy.
He is and he isn't. Like, he should win an overall Oscar.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad he won an Oscar of the Year for, like, Best Supporting Actor, but he also directed that film.
Right.
I love Clooney. It sounds
I do
weird,
too.
But
no, I love Clooney.
To me, he can't get enough credit because he's not dumb enough to get married when he didn't want to get married.
Right.
Unlike Matt Damon, who you know, like, 10 years from now, there's going to be, like...
New model.
Yeah. Who actually had kids before him.
Really?
Yeah.
What a giver.
I know, isn't it? So who's your pick?
They're going to give it to Bridges.
Yeah.
No question.
See, I'm thinking Bridges, too. That's the Vegas odds, but...
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah.
That guy deserves, like, 5 by
but
now.
But here's the thing. Colin Firth. That's the out of the five nominees.
Colin Firth,
and the reason being is that's the only gay film in the list. And I'm serious,
right?
And I think you're going to get a lot of gay compassion based on Prop 8
milk
from
last year.
I think that's a little bit.
They're going to double milk it.
They're going to double milk it. Yes. Okay, supporting actor. Matt Damon in Invictus, Woody Harrelson in The Messenger, Christopher Plummer in The Last Station, Stanley Tucci in The Lovely Bones, and Christopher Waltz in Inglorious Bastards. Should I just write down Waltz for you?
Yeah, if he doesn't win, that's the biggest travesty of the whole night.
That would be the biggest shock, but I kind of don't want him to win because his Golden Globe speech was possibly the worst acceptance speech I've ever heard. Have
Why?
You heard it?
What'd he do?
He did a minute speech about you made my world golden.
Oh, that's sweet.
Really? No.
I heard him on the Corolla podcast, and he seemed like a very sweet man.
He seems like a very sweet man. Fine. I don't care. I just don't...
You want him to go up and be like, you can shove this award up your ass, motherfucker.
I want him to go up to you. Just give
Did he
more
thank God?
No, he didn't thank
well,
God.
Well, then fuck it.
The only person that thanked God at the Golden Globes was Monique.
Monique, yeah, she's going to bring back...
Should I just
back,
write that in?
She's going to bring back Jesus when
it's
she wins
great.
The Oscar.
All right, let's go to actress. Actress in a leading role, Sandra Bullock in The Blind Side, sorry. Helen Mirren in The Last Station. Carrie Mulligan in Education. Gabori Sidibe.
Sure.
And Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, and Meryl Streep in Julie and Julia. Everyone's saying Sandra Bullock. I disagree completely.
They're going to Streep it again?
I'm going to go with Gab...
The name you can't pronounce?
I'm going to go with the sixth member of TV on the radio, Gabori...
Is that the big
Precious.
Black
girl? It's Precious. I'm giving it to Precious. Yeah, I'm giving it to Precious.
They're not going to give it to two fat black women in one night,
I don't know. I don't know. It could be like triple reparations in one.
All right,
well, they're not going to give it to... They're not
that's
give
racist.
It, well, yeah, that's the fucking movie's racist. Do you know what happens in that movie?
She gets fucked by everything?
Yes, but that's not even the best part. The best part is when she steals the fried chicken.
Oh, God.
Even when she steals the food, it has to be a stereotype. Fuck that film. That's for...
Didn't the director, like, go nuts on, like, the BET Image Awards?
I didn't see that.
And I think he called, like, he was, like, drunk, and he was like, no one...
No, that was Mariah Carey who was drunk on that award show.
No, but I think he was drunk and said something like, no one thought they'd want to see a movie about a 300-pound black woman. And then he, like, backtracked to be like, no, I'm not talking about Monique. Like, and it got, like, worse and worse. I heard that happen.
I hope. Let's just say it did happen. Who are you picking? Maybe I'm going to change my pick. It's not going to go Helen Mirren.
Sandra Bullock's going to win.
You think it's going to be Bullock?
Yeah.
I don't want to just...
People like her, man. I don't, but people do.
I'm gonna. You're probably
and
right.
Like every celebrity who's ever like worked with her loves her. Like everyone's just like she's.
God forbid she's a nice
pleasant
person.
Woman. She seems like a nice
yeah,
person.
Yeah, but I don't care.
It no, me neither.
Do anything for
she's
me.
She's horrible.
Well, you know what?
She's just bland.
But you know, I love her in Love Potion Number 9. Whenever that's on TV at like the middle of the day on a Tuesday, I'm That's my Sandra
I've
Bullock.
I've probably seen that movie 20 times somehow.
I'm assuming during the afternoon on a weekend when you're hungover.
Yeah, and like back in high school, it was always on.
It's a good movie. For that type of movie, it's perfect.
All right.
For
so we'll give it to Sandra Bullock for Love Potion Number 9.
A film 23 years old now at this point.
Well, you know, they make up for like with Pacino and Son of a Woman. They're going to give it to her for Love Potion
there
Number
you
9.
Go. All right, supporting actress, Penelope Cruz in 9, Vera Farmiga.
Vera Farmiga.
I can't pronounce anything.
I like
Maggie Gyllenhaal in Crazy Heart, Anna Kendrick in Up in the Air, and Monique in Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Can I do my joke?
What's your joke?
I'm kind of rooting for Maggie Gyllenhaal to beat Monique because I've always wanted to see a pug take down a pit bull.
That's very good.
Thank you.
You should squeeze that in as many times as possible in the
before
next 2 days.
Oscars, yeah.
That's really good. I'm just writing Monique without asking.
Yeah, she's going
to
win.
She's
going to thank the Holy Spirit.
Excited about this.
She's going to thank Noah. She's going to thank Nebuchadnezzar. It's
going to
be fucking church, man.
All right. Everyone's
That'd be great if she thanked Nebuchadnezzar.
That would be great.
He doesn't get enough
props. I hope Carrie Mulligan wins and thanks Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, the problem with this Monique thing is... What? You don't
hate Monique. Sassy Squatch, I call her.
I love Monique's first few TV specials because my mother loves them.
Oh, yeah.
And in terms of the comedy we could watch together, or just, hell, anything we could watch together, we could kind of enjoy Monique together.
Right.
And now that's over. She's never going to do that again. And now we're going to get Tyra Banks lecture Monique.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Which is just
over. She's already a blowhard. She was a blowhard then, too. She just...
Yeah, but she was funnier.
Maybe.
She just screamed child. And I love when people just scream
child.
Scream child.
Who doesn't?
Apparently.
Oh,
the Academy
Oscar
voter.
Child.
Now it sounds like a Whoopi Goldberg impression. Oh, no, I think that this is it for Monique, and that's a sad thing.
I feel horrible for Monique and her three TV shows she has right now or some shit.
She's got one.
She's got her talk show, the Monique show.
I hope she replaces Tyra on Next Top Model. That'd be great. I'd like that.
She has Monique's Fat Chance, or
is that really a show?
It was a beauty pageant for plus size women.
You're right. Did you see that RuPaul drag show yet?
Mm-mm.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
In Lakeview in Chicago and in Boys Town in Chicago, you can't walk 10 feet without seeing a billboard for this. I can't tell if this is like the best show ever or just the most confusing show ever.
I'm more attracted to RuPaul than Monique.
I am too, and I don't know if that makes me really gay or really honest.
Or straight. I think it makes you straighter.
Well, fucking RuPaul in that ad. Holy shit. Anyways, next topic.
She's hotter than Lady Gaga, too.
Well, that's why Lady Gaga's
Lady
great.
Gaga looks more like a man.
Lady Gaga's not attractive. That's why she's even better.
I hate Lady Gaga.
It's weird saying this to someone who appreciates music. Don't listen for the music. Enjoy it for the spectacle.
It's not that interesting of a spectacle to me.
It is on that platform. It is on that level.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's not like you're going to go
She needs to cut herself like Iggy Pop and bleed on the audience and with real blood, and then I'll get behind it.
No. She has to make, like, that's the thing. She can't do that because she's too far from the audience, and if it's stripped down any smaller, then it's just boring and bad music.
Yep.
If you're going to play someone like Metro, you have to have good music, but if you're playing the Allstate Arena, it should be the shittiest music possible to the most general audience possible doing the most...
That sounds like great art.
It is good art because of that level. I know you're never going to agree with me on this, and I sound like a businessman.
Mm. You sound like the man.
I wish I was the man. Apparently, I'm attracted to dudes. Okay, best animated feature of the year, Coraline, Fantastic Mr. Fox, I can't fucking read, The Princess and the Frog, The Secret of Kells, and Up. It's going to Up.
Yeah, Fantastic Mr.
You're
Fox.
Fantastic?
How did that do? No, I'm not. It's going,
you're going
up. Are we agreeing on everything?
No, we have one disagreement. That's the first one thus far, and that's Firth versus Bridges, and Bridges is the sheer bet. Up is... You still haven't seen Up.
No, but I know. It's supposed to make me cry, and I don't need any help right now.
The first 12 minutes.
Right, Pixar?
You will die in sadness.
And I don't need that shit.
Speaking of Pixar...
Ed Asner?
Speaking of...
Get out of my soul.
The kid's favorite. It's Ed Asner. His dead wife. But, did you see Coraline?
I did not. I heard it sucked.
The art direction.
I want to see Fantastic Mr. Fox.
I did not.
I just did what you did. Fox. Why are we Fox-ing it? the Fantastic
it's
Mr.
Monique.
Puffer.
It's Monique and her weird spelling. Why is there an apostrophe there, you fucking
she's
bitch?
Sassy.
Why do you get to...
You get extra apostrophes
like,
when you're sassy.
I'm telling you, like, Motley Crue does not need umlauts, but they get them because they love girls, girls, girls. Monique does not get an apostrophe.
Oh, she gets an apostrophe. And two capitalized words.
Do you think she's going to...
And two capitalized letters in one word.
That's actually on the Academy website. Just Monique, two capital letters, and... Do you think if she'll win, she'll trademark her name and or put an Oscar statue in replace of the apostrophe?
Oh.
She could be a trailblazer of names.
That would be pompous.
But Fantastic Mr. Fox, I did not want to see that movie.
Because it looked like a hipster party?
It is a hipster party. I was sick of seeing Wes Anderson and guys in suits. Brilliant.
I used to love Wes Anderson.
I love
Anderson,
it. I love,
I've really
love, love
soured
it.
On him.
I love it. It's my favorite
really?
Of his films.
No way.
Totally. Well, here's the thing. I don't like Tenenbaums, and that's everyone's Bible.
I like Tenenbaums a lot, but
I
still think
Rushmore.
Bottle Rocket's my favorite.
See, there you go.
But Rushmore close second.
Rushmore's so good to me.
Yeah.
And that's Bill Murray at his best. You know,
yeah.
That and Zombieland.
Yeah.
And Fantastic Mr. Fox was perfect because it was the first time where everything was believable.
Clooney too? Is Clooney?
It's Clooney. Yeah. It's Streep.
He's everywhere.
Even Schwartzman is the most annoying character in the film, but apparently that's okay, I was explained. Anyways, it's great because this
someone
guy...
Someone explained to you that it was okay. That
no,
was
he's supposed to be annoying. Well, fuck
right.
That. That's not true. It's really good because he gets to create his own world, and that dude shouldn't be making films. He should be making plays, because I think almost everything he does except Fantastic Mr. Fox would work better on the stage. He doesn't take advantage of, like, not being on location.
Well, and even, like, the framework of a lot of his films are are framed like plays with, like, acts and, like...
Exactly,
you know.
Which is fine, but I never just dug it, you know? It wasn't, like, he wasn't the filmmaker of our generation.
I loved him. For a while, but then it was that last movie. It just felt like him doing an impression of himself.
The Charlotte D'Arcy.
Yeah.
Wasn't that one not written with Noah Baumbach or whatever his name is?
No, it was.
I thought.
Written with Noah Baumbach.
So Life Aquatic wasn't.
Oh, wait. No, Life Aquatic was.
I thought both of them were not, and that's why people don't like them, and then this one was.
No, I think Baumbach was the last two, too.
We'll look it
yeah,
up.
You go to your producer.
Yeah. You should talk while I
but,
do
this. I love Baumbach, though. He's been.
Did you like The Squid and the Whale? Is that all he's done?
I love The Squid and the Whale. He made this movie called Kicking and Screaming that I can quote every
wait,
line
wait,
of.
Wait, wait, okay.
Not the soccer movie.
Thank you.
But it was like just one of those movies in college, like me and my friends just watch the fuck out of it. And like we say lines to each other. It's all just one-liners pretty much the whole movie. I mean, it's kind of stilted.
What year is that?
It's his first movie.
Is that before he knew Anderson?
I was in high school. It was like, yeah, it was like 90...
Darjeeling Limited, written by...
97, maybe?
Wes Anderson, Roman Coppola, and Jason Schwartzman.
Okay.
And then, that was 97, so that was before.
Kicking and Screaming?
Wow.
Yeah, it's
so that was like
movie.
His calling card flick. That's what got him introduced to Wes Anderson? Or
yeah, I guess. And he wrote some pieces for like The New Yorker and stuff, and his family, like...
Oh, okay.
They're all big hoity-toity, like, literary
I know
New
that,
York,
I know
West
that
Side
shouldn't bother me, but it really does.
Well, that's what Squid and the Whale is all about,
that's
basically.
Why I don't like that film.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, and Life Aquatic was written with Noah Baumbach.
Yeah.
No, I hate The Squid and the Whale.
Really?
I just think it's so annoying. The only good actress, the only good role in that is Rogue. What's her name? Anna Paquin.
You're wrong.
She's the only part of that movie where I could watch and not just hate.
Well, you're just wrong.
That's fair.
Jeff Daniels is great in that.
That's fine. I should take it back. The performances are great. I just hated everything that movie was supposed
another
to be.
Another family drama movie?
Yeah, I get it. You're rich and in pain. Fuck off, really. Like,
I don't know.
Watch
I liked
Roger
it.
And Me. Fuck off. I'm tired of that shit.
Roger and Me.
Yeah. I love that movie. Fuck you.
No, I just don't know where that came from.
To me, that's the best
that's
horror
the opposite
film.
Of...
That's a real film with real problems.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But every movie can't be Roger and Me.
No, but every...
There's room for Ordinary Peoples.
Ordinary Peoples, fine, but I don't like Squid and the Whale.
Well,
I don't like any of that shit in New York. I'm just a classist Midwestern, and I sound awful right now.
You do.
Let's go back to insulting...
Is the podcast big in New York?
Yeah, it's huge. It's great.
Sweet.
We're big everywhere. The Princess and the Frog, which I did not see. Did you see... Okay, I don't know. You never know.
You never know.
Are you doing a Forrest Gump?
No,
or...
I thought you were doing Walken.
Oh, no.
Did
I ever tell you I interviewed Walken?
Really?
I got to interview Walken. Great interview, but it was one of those like hotel interviews.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds really weird. We did it in a hotel ballroom room, meeting room, whatever.
Did he have the glass of...
No, but the thing that
the
sucks...
Snifter
and
the snifter, robe at
and
the
we
door.
Just reenacted scenes from Batman Returns, and he was great, and...
Oh, I loved him in Batman Returns.
I was on in the Thai restaurant last night. He it was me and like six other journalists in giant loose quotes. Please don't respond to the text message right now, because, or do you need to?
No, I was just checking it.
Okay, sorry about that.
That was unprofessional, by the way. I was keeping it pro.
The whole thing is unprofessional.
And you just tore down the curtain.
Really? I want people inside this room, this delightful cake-like room that we're in. Did you ever notice that? This room is like a cake. So it's me walking and six other persons, and they're all asking really geeky, nerdy, like, what was your inspiration in this role? And he doesn't care about anything. He's, right. Why do you work so much? Because I don't have any hobbies. Why do you work so much? My wife's a casting director. That's why I get the job. I don't care.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, his wife's a casting director. He's like, it's just something to do. Two things I learned about him from the interview. One, he tells everybody on every set it's his birthday. Three things. One, he tells everybody on every set it's his birthday.
Right.
Sometime in the film, it's pretty well known. He danced in, like, every role. He had a scene where he danced in every role for, like, 20 years.
Deer Hunter? At the wedding. I bet he danced.
There's a
no,
dancing
he wasn't at the
scene.
Wedding
even if it's,
scene.
Like, a, not a scene, but, like, a little move.
Yeah.
He puts in every single role. And the last one was, did you ever hear the Jay Moore impression? I'm sure. The Jay Moore impression, why are bears funny?
Right.
He's on Conan. I go, why are bears funny? He goes, bears are funny because they're in a suit. But you know what's not funny? Seeing a bear up close. And I go, what? Why is that not funny? And he goes, because of the size, it's like a Volkswagen driving right at you. And then that was the end of the interview. And it made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
And it was delightful.
He's a delightful man.
So that's it. Christopher Walken deserves everything. And I think Christoph Waltz was doing a Christopher Walken impression. How about that?
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't.
But a good effort at tying it in.
I tried, man. I tried. All right, where are we at? Director.
Catherine Bigelow.
You think?
Yep.
Here's the thing.
Point Break,
that's
which
it.
Is the greatest American film of the 1980s.
Avatar, directed by James Cameron.
Was that 80s or 90s, Point Break?
I think it was 90.
Okay.
Let's look it up, though.
I don't care enough.
I do. Do you know there's a Point Break musical?
Really?
Yeah, there's a Point Break musical. It's coming to Chicago soon. And
do you need to ratchet up the kitsch on that movie? It's already like...
Here's why
It's a great bad movie.
I never.
It's really well shot.
It's a good movie.
Like those surfing scenes.
It's a fun movie.
Great.
Yeah.
And like,
the last wave.
Yeah.
It's just awesome.
I love that movie. I've sat through the whole thing a couple of Sundays ago.
Apparently, there was a Point Break Indo, which was came out in 2009, and Point Break was 91, so it was shot in 90. Well, that sounded awful. Okay, so Avatar, James Cameron, Hurt Locker, Catherine Bigelow, Inglourious Basterds, Quentin Tarantino, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, Lee Daniels, really, that's a great name, Up in the Air by Jason Reitman. So,
did you see Up in the Air?
I did.
Did you like it?
I didn't. It's
a solid movie is basically what I'm hearing.
It's a perfect film. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
Or maybe I wasn't moved by it at all.
Really?
Yeah. The camera knows exactly where to go. This guy knows what he's doing.
Right.
Just, like, yeah, I get it. You're good. You know what I mean?
Well, did you like Thank You for Smoking? Because that's kind of a detached movie,
I like
too.
It a lot more. Yeah. I like that a lot more. But it's definitely the same tone. You can feel it. It's the same feel. I just don't like him as a director, I guess. And that's not fair to him whatsoever.
Well, you're saying he's proficient. He just doesn't have the emotional resonance with you.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still very young, right?
This is his third flick. He's like 35, is it? Let's look him up, too. No, we shouldn't step blue in that.
Down.
But, okay, the thought is if James Cameron wins for directing, then Hurt Locker won Best Picture, and vice versa.
Damn it, don't give James Cameron another fucking Oscar, please.
If Avatar wins in directing,
Avatar shouldn't even be in the Oscars. How did that... Just because it made $1 billion?
No.
A kabillion?
No. I thought it was going to bomb. Did you see the preview on Thanksgiving?
It looked horrible.
It looked awful.
It still looks awful. I know it's bad. I'm never going to see that fucking movie.
Blue Pocahontas. Every comedian joke.
Yeah.
But it's true.
Or Dances with Blues.
Dances with the Blues.
Dances with the Blues.
That's got to be a movie. Okay. So who are you going to give it to? You're going to go Bigelow?
I'm going Bigelow.
Yeah. That's a safe one.
It's a great name, too.
Bigelow. Could you believe they were
She's
married?
An attractive middle-aged woman.
Yeah, but I think it's funny. Did you see the 60 Minutes piece on them?
Mm-mm.
She didn't want to. They interviewed Cameron for it. He's like, yeah, it's a great film. She deserves to win and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. He's like, she deserves it as a female director.
And they said
and she
cut,
doesn't...
and he goes, that fucking cunt.
Yeah, exactly. He looks good without
he
that
seems
stupid
like a
beard.
Fucking prick.
Well,
I hate
you
him.
Can talk about the thing that got cut then.
Yeah. I might get to work with him one day. I want to watch that. He's going to make another movie in 15 years.
True Lies was good, dude.
True Lies was, yeah, that's an entertaining movie.
He has no bombs. It's absurd. He has no bombs. He has
The Abyss didn't do well in the theaters, but I think it's one of his better movies.
Everything has made its money back from
probably
him, from him.
Wow. And, really? The Abyss?
Everything's made the money back. DVD alone.
Maybe.
No. No way in hell.
I still think Terminator's the best movie he ever made.
Terminator.
The first one.
Yeah. I don't care. It's not up my alley, you know what I mean? But True Lies. Any film that includes blowing up an entire bathroom but leaving one dude on a stall.
You're a big fan of that.
Perfect.
So you love the Lethal Weapon series.
Don't they do that in every movie? No, not in the first one. Not in the first one. No, the first. Do you remember Lethal Weapon, how it opens?
Oh, no.
It opens with a topless woman committing suicide.
Oh, yeah, jumping off the building.
What the fuck? Like that's then. Sorry. So you're going to go with Bigelow? I feel like I should pick something else just so we have different picks.
Well, all right. Well, what do we win? Are we winning? Or are we just helping people with their wagering?
No, we're also going to... Well, whoever loses owes the other person.
I'm just going with whatever Roger Ebert's computer said.
Yeah. Did you enter that?
Huh?
Did you enter it? You know, you can enter, like, beat Ebert, and if you win...
No,
you win. Why not?
I didn't know about it.
Well, do it, buddy. It's great.
I don't want to take money from him. He's on...
No,
is it his money?
Pixar's. It's Pixar's money. You win Pixar stuff.
Ugh.
And a trip to the next Oscars.
Wow.
Yeah. I want to go. You don't want to go?
Did you see Ebert on Oprah?
I saw it's Ebert on Roper. Yeah, I saw Ebert on Oprah.
Did you cry?
No.
I did.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Did you not know he looked like that?
No, I did, but like fucking... Just like
did
those beautiful sentiments he said. And like I just read that Esquire piece, which was amazing.
It's a good piece, but it's...
What, you hate him? You hate Roger Ebert.
I love Roger Ebert. Love Roger Ebert. I feel like that guy couldn't live up to Roger Ebert's writing. And if you follow Ebert on...
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, do you follow his blog?
I don't. I try to, and I always forget to.
I love it. Because he wrote a thing about why he's an agnostic or atheist.
Right.
That was 10 times more beautiful than this Esquire writer's.
Right,
and that's the thing. If you know about him, it's like reading the Charles Cross book about Nirvana. It's like, I know all of this. You're just presenting it in a really well.
Right. See, it was a lot I didn't know.
Okay. But then
I'm
just
not as smart as you.
No, I'm way geekier about dying film critics. No, I love Ebert. And you should go.
Fuck Disney, man. God damn.
About the clips you did?
Yes, that's so...
You know, I don't really think it's malicious. I just think...
That's just how they operate.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think
there was any thought being like,
they're money-counting robots.
Yeah. Well, they're a corporation. That's not a bad thing. That's just what they are.
No, you can be a nice one.
Name one nice corporation that does anything with films. The Weinstein Corporation?
The Weinstein Corporation.
Is that it?
They seem like pleasant guys.
You know, you're probably right. It's probably going to go to Bigelow. I'm going to go with Bigelow. But ideally, who would you want to win?
What were they again? Oh, Tarantino.
Damn right. Did you see?
Did he win for Pulp Fiction?
He won Best Original Screenplay.
Screenplay, that's
it,
right?
Yeah.
He's never won Best Director?
No. No, he hasn't.
That'd be a good dark horse, but I don't think people respect him.
It's not going to split the vote enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'd love to see him win it, though.
Oh, yeah. Just because he's getting fat. He's getting Kevin Smith fat. He's doing the trench coat thing. Did you notice that? The Golden Globes?
No, I didn't.
The GGs?
I didn't see the double Gs this year.
Good one. He's got the trench coat on. He's getting fat. It's great. It's so great.
He can.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, achievement in film editing. I don't know why I picked this category. I like it. Avatar, District 9, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, Precious, based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire. I love saying the whole title.
I know.
So much fun. Okay, who are you going to go with?
Was there a movie already called Precious? Is that why they have to do that?
God, even so, you can name them. It's not like...
I just talked about Kicking and Screaming.
Yeah,
they made another movie called Kicking and Screaming, like a scant 5 years after that one.
No,
so I could never reference it again without going, no, not the Will Smith.
Not the Ditka.
Not the Ditka vehicle.
I love that.
Asshole.
That's Ditka's only film role.
Oh, I hate Ditka.
See, yeah. We're different
It's
people.
Just too much. Living in Chicago, it's like, I get
it. It is too much.
You're Ditka. Get out of my face.
Hearing,
he's on every like radio ad. Every it's just
you
everyone.
Know a smoking thing, right? Did you ever?
Yeah.
Were you living here at the time?
Mm-hmm.
That's great. For those of you that don't know, Ditka owns a bunch of restaurants in Chicago. Some waitress had got cancer from or something like that.
Well,
she's
that's
like,
the
we shouldn't
story
smoke.
They sold.
And he's like, fuck her. She knew when she was working here. I like cigars. It was great.
Yeah, I did like that.
And then he insulted her personally for years.
Because
he's just class act.
He is class.
Film editing. Avatar, District 9, The Hurt Locker, and Glorious Bastards, Precious. Based on the novel Pushed by Sapphire. This is actually quite difficult, because
I want to say
That's my girlfriend.
District 9 or...
There's a woman moaning in the other room.
District 9 or...
Pick. You have to pick.
Well, I'm just thinking out loud.
Hurt Locker, Inglourious Bastards, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Hurt Locker looks like it has a lot of cool cuts.
Yeah. You haven't seen it yet, have you?
No.
It's good.
I want to see it. I know
it's
I'm going to like
not,
it.
It's still not... Did you see District 9?
I did.
Okay.
I like District 9.
I think District 9 took a hell of a lot more chances.
Right.
But I don't think it's going to win.
Well, it's sci-fi. And it's non-James Cameron sci-fi, so they don't really respect it.
My girlfriend didn't like it because she said the political tones were just so heavy-handed. And I like that about
it. I liked it, yeah.
I like that it was so heavy-handed. It didn't let you breathe.
Yeah. No, I really dug District 9. I thought his performance was fantastic, to be honest.
What's his... I don't know the name of the lead
actor.
Yeah,
it was like his first movie, I guess.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
He's great. Who are you going to go with, though? You going Hurt Locker?
Yeah, I think Hurt Locker is going to win everything.
I'm going to go... Inglourious Bastards.
Really?
Simply because within each of those acts, those are five totally different movies in terms of style. And then within
that one probably
those
deserves
acts,
it.
It deserves.
Just
I don't
that
know.
Opening sequence alone is fucking masterful.
The one with the least amount of editing possible. If you think about it, that camera will stay on somebody for upwards of a minute straight, which in modern film is crazy.
Yeah.
No, I just think
well, a lot of editing is not editing, right?
No, absolutely not.
No?
The average cut now is like 1.2 seconds.
No, but I'm saying like it's a tool. Not editing. It's like jazz. It's the note you don't play, brother.
I don't know if you're making a joke or you're being somewhat serious.
I'm being somewhat serious and then I made a joke.
Okay. No, I disagree completely.
Well, then why don't just give it to fucking Transformers 2?
That's why I'm thinking
that's
it might
all
go to,
cuts.
That's why I'm thinking it might go to Avatar.
Avatar?
I didn't see the Schwarzenegger thing. And I don't understand why it's such a big deal that they keep ripping on him.
I think it's just fun to say Abadar.
Yeah, Doug Benson, thank you, sir. Do you listen to I Love Movies?
I do. I haven't listened to that one. Oh, yeah, I did listen to that one.
He's mentioned it like four straight
That's
shows.
True, yeah.
Leonard Maltin's a dick, by the way.
You think?
Yeah, I do. I don't like Leonard Maltin. I'm an Ebert man.
I don't like him because he gave Taxi Driver like 2 stars.
Not so hot.
Because it was
not a crowd pleaser.
Because it was dark. Yeah. That was like his reasoning. I'm like, it's
Fuck
fucking supposed to be. It's
That's
Taxi
why I like Ebert.
Driver.
Let's just suck off Ebert consistently.
Ew.
Yep. Drinking tea slowly after I say that. No, he's great. Okay. We're not doing achievement in makeup.
Ooh, what are the.
Il Divo, MPI Media Group through Music Box. I wonder if that's Chicago related at all. Star Trek and the Young Victorian. So let's skip that. You got to see.
Let's do them all.
No, we did them all last year, and that's the only way we like had a winner.
Yeah,
I did this last year with Tony Beasley, and Tony forgot his computer, and he's a lawyer, and he's in San Francisco, and he lives in Minneapolis.
Fascinating story,
isn't it great? Okay, Best Picture. 10 films.
Oh, is that all? We need more. It's been such a great year for movies.
Fuck off, man.
I love that it was this down of a year.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
but it makes sense. This is how it used to be. This is how it should be. And this is
no, it should be however many are worthy.
They did
nominated.
That, actually. One year there was only 4.
Right.
For Best Actor, and the Best Actress has got 6. So, like, they...
That makes more sense to me.
Yes and no.
No, yes.
I mean, it's... because then you're going to have years where, like, there's only one person nominated because it's, like, the Hall of Fame ballot. For sports. Like, you're only... Cause,
no, it would never be just one person. They love sucking
really?
Each other off. It's not baseball.
How many of how many supporting actors do you think would be nominated if it was you get to vote and whoever had 70% or higher automatically won? Everyone would just vote Waltz. Like, there'd be no other best supporting actor.
Well, okay.
And you
well,
wouldn't
maybe,
know those four other
well,
films.
Well, maybe just Best Picture should be like that, then.
No, man. I think minimum 10, as many as they need. You're never going to agree with me on this. No. Okay, Avatar.
10 is too fucking many this year. Avatar
this
should
year,
not even be in the
This
fucking
year,
debate.
You're right. This year, you're right.
Is
but,
The Blind Side nominated for Best Picture?
Yeah.
Really?
Are you being sarcastic? You knew that. That's the next one I'm going to read.
I thought it was, but
yeah,
I still
can't
believe
Avatar,
it.
Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, and Education, The Hurt Locker, and Glorious Bastards, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire, Serious Man, Up, and Up in the Air.
Oh, a Serious Man got nominated?
Yeah, and Up in the Air.
Hurt Locker.
You're going Hurt Locker?
Yeah. I know my picks are boring, but...
But they're safe, and you want to make some monies.
Am I making money?
You're making all the money. I'll buy whoever has more picks out of these 10 has to buy the other person that many amount of beer. So as of now, I think I owe you a beer.
I did not agree to this.
Yeah, because you don't have any money.
Uh-uh.
All right, well, we're going to gamble. Okay. This is what I find interesting. You can see the screen. It says the producers for everything... For The Blind says, this is nominees to be determined. Hurt Locker is the same thing. What the hell does that even mean?
Although, didn't the Hurt Locker producers piss off some people?
They did. They did.
Ooh,
but
that
I think,
might hurt it.
But I think votes are already in.
Oh, yeah, you're
aren't
right.
Aren't they?
I don't know.
Because I think... I have no idea how this process works.
I did early registration.
Good one. Okay. That's the comic.
Fuck you.
We never told people that you're a comic.
Well,
you're a funny, funny
shocking.
Comic.
I know. It's going to hate to shock you halfway through the podcast.
Oh, no, you're a great comic. You are. You're one of my favorite comics
all
in the
right,
city.
Enough.
Oh,
no,
shut
Roger
up.
Ebert. You don't have to suck me.
No, you're not a Roger Ebert. You don't have that much class.
I know. That's I watched true. Oprah. I was just like, I am not a real man.
No, you're not. And he doesn't even have a jaw, and he's mm-hmm. a real man. Okay, so everyone's saying Avatar.
I did want to go back and read his review of Jaws, though.
Why? Really? That's what you're doing? That's the type of humor. I just said you're a really funny comic, and that's the best joke you could come up with.
No, it's a dumb joke, but it makes me laugh.
Yeah, yeah, good. All right.
You check the review, and now it just says not applicable.
Ha ha ha. That's very not... Come on, you're better than
that. That was funny.
No, it really wasn't.
Not applicable was funny.
That's funny. That's true. That's a
we
hard
call
word.
That a tag.
All right. Okay, so you're going to go... I'm going to go with Avatar. Simply because...
Oh, God, I hope not.
It's got, I don't want it to win. What
it
do you
probably
think,
will.
What do you think should win? Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, Education, The Hurt Locker, and Glorious Bastards.
And Glorious Bastards should win everything.
I don't know. You got to see Up, man. You'll cry. Why? Do you not want
to
see it?
It's easy to make me cry right now. I'm in a very fragile state.
But
that's
in a Pixar
a fucking
film.
Easy trick, yeah. Ratatouille almost made me
really
cry, yeah, when the critic eats the food.
And you felt like I'm a real artist. I can relate to this.
Yeah.
All right. Adapted last two. Adapted screenplay and original screenplay. This is where it could get interesting. I don't know why I'm saying that.
I always do care most about... Maybe it's because I thought I was going to be a writer for a while. But, like, the screenplay is always, like... That's usually my favorite picture of the
mm-hmm.
year. Like,
mm-hmm.
whatever one's... Because that's what... That's the bone they would always throw the Coen brothers.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
like, Tarantino and, like, all the interesting things.
Yeah, but a film isn't just about that. So
I know, but usually those are my favorite films.
Oh,
just,
completely.
Like, for me.
Completely. But is it more original or adapted? For me, it's usually original.
The original, usually. Yeah, yeah. yeah.
But this year, it's pretty much even. Adapted screenplay, District 9, Education, In the Loop, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Wait, District 9 was adapted from
was
what,
adapted,
a short?
Written by Neil Blomkamp and Terry Tatchell. I have no idea. A comic book? Short? We're going to sound dumb. I'm not looking it
no,
up.
No, I think it must have been a short film.
Was it? Maybe. I don't know.
All right, go ahead.
No, it's cool. And
read them again.
District 9 and Education, screenplay by Nick Hornby. I don't know if you knew that. It's cool.
He did Education?
He did.
Know that.
Well, it's adapted. It was originally written by a woman. In the Loop, Precious, based on the novel Push by Sapphire.
Oh, I heard In the Loop was great.
And Up in the Air. I'm going to go with Precious.
Up in the Air.
You're going to go Up in the Air. That's, I think both.
Why am I shutting out Precious? It's got to win something. Well, we're
you
giving
already
Mo-
give
no, we're giving Monique
one.
Her Jesus prize.
Precious. Just so they have to say the entire novel, and maybe Sapphire will
It'll
come up.
If it wins everything, it's going to be the longest broadcast they've
yeah,
ever had.
It's going to be great. Original screenplay, The Hurt Locker, Inglourious Basterds, The Messenger, A Serious Man, and Up. This is the...
Inglourious Basterds.
Are you sure you want to go with that? Because you just said that this is the award that they give to the Coen brothers.
I don't think they'll give it to A Serious Man. Oh, I bet Hollywood is run by Jews.
Yeah. Yeah. Jews and gays, that's why
but
I'm going
But Inglourious Basterds, they shoot Hitler in the face.
That is true.
This is
that
tough.
Alone, that why, that's why it deserves Best Picture.
I agree.
Shooting Jews in the face. Wait, no,
no
other way around.
No,
shooting Hitler in the face.
Kick-ass Jews.
From a Jew.
That's why it was a great
the
fucking
The only
movie.
Time anyone that has black rim glasses had ever said, I liked Eli Roth.
He was fantastic.
He was, wasn't he? And I think Quentin Tarantino's in love with Eli Roth.
Yeah, I think he is. So yeah. He's really making that Thanksgiving movie, I guess.
Are you serious?
That fake trailer, you know.
From
you
the trailer from Death Proof. And,
yeah.
Really?
I think he's really making it.
Wow.
Which I'm interested
wait,
in.
Wait,
that trailer
I thought
was
the Thanksgiving
fantastic.
One was Zombie. What was Rob Zombie's? For those of you that don't know, Death Proof and... what's the other one? Death Proof and
Battlefield Earth.
No. Battlestar Galactica.
Terror Planet. Planet,
Planet
Terror.
Planet Terror. Before and after or just between the two flicks?
I in the theaters, it was all in between
okay.
them.
And
yeah.
there was a double feature yeah. that him and Rodriguez did. Robert Rodriguez did a few years ago, and between they had three or four or two fake trailers.
Three or four, yeah,
yeah. And one of them was done by the guys that did Shaun of the Dead. I
right.
think one of them was Eli Roth. One of them was Rob Zombie, and there might have been a fourth. And one of them involved a cannibalistic family enjoying Thanksgiving dinner. Is that
Was no, that no. Thanksgiving was the one with the lady on the where she's like on the trampoline and she jumps up and does like splits and she comes down on a knife.
Okay. For some reason
that made everyone in the theater go ha.
And Eli Roth's turning that into a film.
I guess so. I hope that's what I've heard. Yeah.
Good for him. That rich, lucky man. Okay. So who are you going with?
He does have all the money that the guy who did
Saw?
Slither should have. The guy I really like.
What do you mean?
I forget his name.
I don't know what you're talking
about. He wrote the Dawn of the Dead remake, and he...
So not Romero.
Wrote and directed that movie Slither, which was like my favorite horror movie of the last...
I've never seen Slither.
It's really good. He was married to Pam Beasley from The Office for a while.
Oh, that
Rilla.
Dude.
Yeah.
Did you ever see their flick that's on Trauma? Hollywood Stars or something like that?
No.
It's a comedy. It's not good.
No. Well, no, it's a trauma film.
It's not
How
good.
Many are?
Wasn't Slither a trauma film then?
No.
Oh, okay. I shouldn't...
Slither's great, though.
I'll see Slither.
Which right. is kind of a recurring joke on this other podcast I'm on sometimes.
You like Slither a lot?
Everyone's just like, yes, everything's Slither with you.
Which is that?
You know what I loved this year? Drag Me to Hell. That should have gotten nominated.
See, everyone's
for some
telling
shit.
Me I should see Drag Me to Hell.
I loved it.
Drag Me to Hell. What's your favorite film that you've seen this year? Okay, by the way, last award, original screenplay. Who are you going to get into? I'll pick whoever you don't pick that's opposite, so there's some variety here.
Well, you pick.
Well, I'm going to say this is going to be the Hurt Locker's chance to win the not best picture.
I see what you're saying.
I think they're going to feel bad and giving them this. So I'm going to go with Hurt Locker.
I'm going to go with...
Inglourious Bastards, The Messenger,
yeah.
of Serious Man, Inglourious Bastards. All right. Okay, so what did you actually see this year and like?
I loved Inglourious Bastards. I really liked a Serious Man mm-hmm. a lot. That movie really stuck with me for some reason.
Yeah.
What is
a movie that we
I
have
loved
not...
Drag Me to Hell.
Okay.
I really did. Like, it's a really entertaining,
is it
mean,
more
mean little flick.
Is it more fun than Zombieland? Zombieland is definitely the most fun I had.
I liked it more than Zombieland.
Okay.
Liked Zombieland. I liked Zombieland better the second time I saw it, to be honest, in a weird way.
I think Zombieland's perfect because it's under 90 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You never get bored. It made me love a character actor who I hated beforehand.
Eisenberg?
I don't like him at all. Well, it starts from the squid and the whale. Yeah.
Roger Dodger, did you ever see that?
I think I did, actually. Great flick.
Flick.
I don't like that kid at all, but now I love him. I mean, well, I love his flicks.
I loved Adventureland, too.
I don't like him.
I really
like
that movie.
Is that 2009? I think it was 2009.
No, it was last year.
Was it?
That's
a
good
film.
Before,
that's a good film.
Mm.
But what's another film that people have no idea about? Like, what's your underground?
I missed a lot this year.
Don't worry about it. What's something, like, the reason why we're doing this is not because either of us are giant Academy Award fans. For Christ's sake, you haven't seen most of these films. But it's an excuse to check out things you wouldn't normally see. Last year, I was lucky enough, because there was only five, to see all the nominees beforehand and stuff like that. I would have never seen The Reader. I would have never seen what the hell else was nominated.
The Reader.
The Reader was not that bad, but far from that great.
Yeah.
I loved Revolutionary Road.
Really?
I loved it. No one else did. I mean, yes.
Sam Mendes is weird. I don't know.
He's only done a handful of things. It's hard to like just hate on the guy or love the guy. But
yeah.
I thought Kate Winslet should have won from that.
I like her a lot.
She's
always
great. We were talking about Ricky Gervais and Extras earlier. And
mm-hmm.
The irony that she won
awesome.
From playing a Nazi.
Oh, right. Yeah. He called it.
Yeah. And therefore, Christoph Waltz.
Yeah, he's a good Nazi.
And Monique.
She's a Nazi.
She is a Nazi. Well, she hates herself. She wants everyone to die. It's kind of a Nazi. If you think about it, and she makes her child fuck her.
Children?
Apparently,
black children.
They allude to Monique also fucking. What's her name? Monique and Sapphire and Push. Precious. What? There's a lot of names.
There's a lot of names.
Up and up in the air. There's a lot of names there too.
Up and up in the air.
Up
and away.
Anyways, we're doing this because I love the Academy Awards. Not because of the...
My favorite movie of last year that didn't get
anything.
Enough play, was it? Did In Bruges come out last year?
In Bruges did get play. It was nominated for Best Original Screenplay.
Oh, it was.
And
that
it was awesome.
Fun. That was my favorite movie of that
year. That was such a... I saw that at the Logan, like, on a whim.
Yeah?
It was so, so good.
I fucking love that movie.
My friend Tony and I, another reason why I mentioned him is because he posted, like, his favorite 100 movies of mm-hmm. the last decade. So I started doing that as well. And I'm going to post that finally on the blog.
100 of the past decade?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is not, it sounds very, very geeky, but it's really fun to do.
No, I like doing
when
shit
you're
like
bored.
That. Yeah.
And if you're ever bored and you want to contribute, it's not contribute, but just do your
I'll
own.
Just masturbate.
That's cool too. Right. But you can think about it while you're masturbating. You're like, oh, Monique was in Precious.
Oh, yeah.
Based
now,
on the novel
for,
Push
now
by that. Sapphire, that won't be on my list. Because that name is too long to masturbate to. But I remember a lot.
Right, I just masturbate to names, not ideas or mental
and then,
images.
Hey, I loved Inglourious Basterds because that first deck has some beautiful women that are all assassinated and murdered. I can masturbate to that. You're on the list, Inglourious Basterds, because that's how you compile lists in my mind.
Sure.
You're very happy when you do it. Anyway, like, the Academy Awards is how I found out about, like, Elliot Smith when he played the Academy Awards, which you should watch. If
that
you,
was amazing.
If you can. He's wearing a white suit and is the most singing one of the most depressing songs.
He looks
songs.
So awkward.
It's
he's
great.
Just like,
and Bjork's performance was just
he's,
absurd.
Like, up there, like, man, I'm going to kill myself.
Very slowly with knives. Yeah. And then Tom York sang Knives Out, and it was awkward.
Wow.
It's a reference to a different
sure
thing.
It was.
Are you going to watch the Academy Awards?
When is that?
Sunday night.
This Sunday?
This Sunday.
I have to host.
We're not plugging.
I have to host an open mic.
That's like the... Are you going to wear your tux? Are you going to... You should have it on the screen.
Yeah, that'd be great to do comedy in front of.
No, you should have it on the screen, like behind the bar. Just, you could check up... Check up, look up award nominations.
Now everyone will just stare at the screen like fucking animals.
Yeah. Do you like hosting the open mic?
I love it.
I mean, I can't even tell anymore.
It's tiring.
Is it really?
It's a long
Don't open you think mic. You're a better comic because you're doing stuff
oh,
like
totally.
That?
Oh,
yeah,
totally.
Yeah, so it's worth it. And you should plug your show that no one that's listening to this will probably go to because
show?
Your big show this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Or not plug a big show that you have this weekend.
When does this drop?
Tonight. Later tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So people will probably listen on Friday.
Cool.
And you're performing on Friday?
Am I?
I'm asking.
Yes.
I'm not... Why are you doing this now? Why are you self-sabotaging? Because we didn't talk about Precious...
That's fun.
...based on the novel Push by Sapphire enough?
What was that again?
Precious. Based on the novel Push...
You said it like...
Like Precious does?
Precious. No, you said it like a Gollum.
I've never seen Lord of the Rings.
Really?
Yeah, I haven't seen Lord of the Rings.
You must have a lot of free time because those are long.
Yeah, I have.
You've got a whole like 9 hours in your life that no one else has.
Yeah, yeah. And I read Precious, the novel. No, I read the novel Push that they later turned into Precious.
Oh, no, was that By Sapphire?
By Sapphire. Why is everyone
Why is in By Sapphire in there?
Why is it?
Is
only
that the author's name?
No, it's they just like jewels.
Oh, it's BUI.
Yeah.
It's just a tag at the end, a little ad at the end of the name of the book.
Yeah.
Of the movie.
Of the movie.
It's so confusing.
Book.
If they ever make a video game, that's going to be the longest title.
Child Rape, based on the film Precious, based on the book novel Push. On Sapphire.
Sapphire.
My mom loves that movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Because it's everything she always wanted to do to you?
Yeah. She's always trying to kill herself and shit, too, so it works out well.
Sure.
Let's plug your show, buddy. What? You have a great... Come on, you're really funny. You're
I'm opening for Doug Stanhope.
There you go. You're opening for Doug weekend. Stanhope. You like Doug Stanhope.
Love Doug Stanhope.
There you go. Do you think he'd be in the novel Push, but not in the film Precious?
I wonder... He would have been great in that movie as Precious.
Any role.
Or all of them. One-man play.
Is it going to be the one-man Star Wars?
I'm going to do a one-man show of Precious.
Are you going to see the movie?
No, I don't need to see it.
So what are the five acts going to be?
Just it's all musical numbers. I'm going to sing every line.
That you've just made up.
Fried chicken. After. You're a fat piece of shit. I'm going to make you touch my black coochie tonight.
See, why is it going to be racist? You turn it into a race thing. Before it was just a
Well, I'm a white person. They have to believe I'm black.
Oh, you're doing a blackface.
And no, I'm not doing blackface, so I just have to remind them.
Are you going to wear just like a black leotard then? Is that going to be your...
Yeah.
That's what you should do tomorrow night. And so,
okay.
So Friday and Saturday night...
Comedy in a fat suit. Can't go wrong.
No. Just not
Does
a
it work
suit.
With white people or only black comics, the fat suit?
Would the fat suit be a certain color, or would it just be like a blob that you'd put clothes over? Do you see my point? Or my question?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's okay. You know who looks like they're in a fat suit that I saw today is Jeff Garlin. I saw him in Linkin Park today, and he freaked me the fuck out because I was doing my job, and I had headphones on. And all of a sudden I hear this maniacal laughter come from a blob, and then I make eye contact with it, and it's Jeff Garland. And I got freaked out, and I didn't know what to do, and I just, like, looked away out of fear. And then he went to eat.
That's a great story.
Well, isn't it fun? What should people, you got a new website. Let's plug your website. And
JamesFritzComic.com.
How do you spell it? It's with a Z.
Yeah, F-R-I-T-Z.
Yep. Thanks for doing this, buddy.
Hey, my pleasure. It was a good time.
Really?
I had fun. Yeah.
Good, man. We're going to close this with somewhat self-promotion, and then we're going to watch The Marriage Show with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, we're going to watch The Marriage Show.
It's going to be great. We're going to be sad. Okay, so I made a movie in 2009. It's called The Shuffle, and probably 30 people have seen it. And I'm really proud of the music that Daniel Knox did for the film, so we're going to close with the song from The Shuffle. Go check out James. He's a very funny man, and we're gonna, or I'm gonna, somebody is gonna record a follow up to this on Sunday evening. So that's it. I don't care if you watch.
Was
the
that funny enough?
You aren't funny enough. No, mm-hmm. You're staring at your phone too much. Have a wonderful evening.
Try to warn you, but it's